for playing games is done. Adversaries all better run. We're coming up to reach the top. Unbeatable and we'll never stop. We're the ones in charge. Yeah. We're staying living large. Yeah. We're the one who fly. Yeah. They don't ever have a chance. Why do they even try? Everybody, yeah, yeah, yeah. Rock your body, yeah, yeah, yeah. Time to party, yeah, yeah, yeah. Cause the backseat boys are back.
And the backseat boys are back. We're here with the Spokecast, everybody. Let's get some peeps in here. First up, Donnie B.
What's up, folks? I'm glad I could be here on time tonight, and I have the full hour at your disposal.
Hell yeah. Wow. Yeah, what's up, Tommy?
Unusual. What up? What up? Let me crack that Faygo Red Pop and give me two scoops of Whoop for y'all. What's going on?
Two scoops.
Hell yeah. And JP, what's up, brother? Fresh from the RZA.
What up? What up? Backseat's back. All right.
Hell yeah. And last but not least, the man himself, Skills the Great.
What it do, my brothers? Salute. We're in the building.
Hell yeah. We're going to have Vinny Salute. Pacifico on here a little bit later and some big announcements about our press conference. But how was everybody's week, man? I know Backseat's had a killer weekend.
Yeah, man. Busy, busy week. Just got back from the desert.
Oh.
Yeah. The desert.
The Wild Wild West. We were out in Las Vegas, Tucson, Arizona, and Albuquerque, New Mexico. Three new cities in three different days on about 3 hours maximum sleep each day. But this is the life that we chose, and you know, had fun and kicked ass each and every time. Shouts out to Tucson and Albuquerque in particular. You guys were, you know, freaking awesome out there. And Las Vegas is absolutely phenomenal. And Backseats will be back in Vegas very, very soon. But I want to go ahead and before I release any details about that moving forward. But if you know what's happening, speaking of coming up this year around April, then you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. But nonetheless,
let's Vegas just say awesome. Backseats do America.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it should be. This That's is the right. dream. Yeah, man. This is what you guys wanted.
Right. Mm-hmm.
What you deserve.
It's definitely.
And of course,
wow,
one and done coming up right. Saturday, May 3rd, Rock and Roll Express versus the Backseat Boys. Is this a match that anyone ever pictured happening, let alone in 2025? Like, no. Is this something that you ever had in the cards, Donnie B, as the creator of the Backseats?
For full transparency, when I first created the team, it did run through my head. It would be awesome if Johnny and Trent could wrestle Ricky and Robert. I'm one of the biggest Rock and Roll Express marks of all time. I've never met Ricky or Robert. I would have loved
You've
to
never...
meet Ricky Morton. Nope.
Wow.
I think I did maybe one event. Maybe I don't remember, but I would have really liked to have gotten a picture with Ricky and Robert. We're going to be down for one of the biggest cheer competitions of the season down in Myrtle Beach, or else I would have been there. But, there's not much more that could pull me away from that, or else I would have been the first one there, dude. But I can't believe that's real. Like, I got a little chill looking at that graphic, man, because I can think 25 years back when the very first night Johnny and Trent were together, I remember saying to myself, this is kind of like a heel version of the Rock and Roll Express. Like, that's what it meant to me. So right. I'm so happy for you guys.
Well, I don't want to give any spoilers away, but let's just say you will see the Backseats and the Mortons, Ricky and Kerry, in a future tag team match appearing on a future episode of JCW Lunacy. So, you know, that's so I don't want to give any spoilers away, but that was one of the matches that took place on the road this weekend was the Backseats against the Mortons. So talk about father and son tag team, you know, generations in the ring with, you know, another generation because, you know, we're the second generation of the Backseat. So it's kind of ironic that this match coming up between the Backseats and the Rock and Roll Express, Ricky, Robert, and Kerry is what's being called as a Back to the Future match because, you know, I feel like in 2025, that's what everything is doing. It's kind of going back to the future all around for everybody.
Yeah, what a crazy year so far.
I know Tommy and JP, I know like the Rock and Roll Express is iconic to you guys, but you have to understand, like, to a guy like me, you can't even fathom how awesome the Rock and Roll Express were. I put them up there with the Midnights or the LOD.
That's the original Rockers, correct?
Yes.
No, the original Rockers. Yeah, the Rockers are Jannetty and Michaels, but I mean,
yeah, but I'm just saying that they copied that gimmick from
To a T.
Like a demolition kind of to Legion of Doom.
Yeah. But I still can't fathom how Ricky Morton, especially, I don't know about Hoot, about Robert Gibson, I don't know what his deal is full time, but I can't fathom for the life of me how Ricky Morton is not on a full time contract 365 days a year, either in AEW or WWE. I can't figure it out. I have no idea.
Right.
I don't get it. He's one of the greatest of all time.
You're right.
I missed them by a couple of matches too, because when I came into this industry, the SAT just had a match with them a little bit.
That's right.
I arrived. So I missed them by just a little bit. If not, they would have been an opponent of mine.
That would have been awesome.
Can we talk about Kerry's hair?
That's looking pretty like flock of seagulls.
Is that a long hair in the back?
I have no idea what happened.
When he first started wrestling, he had a bit of a
longer hair.
Yeah.
I see. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a little younger picture back there. That's younger. Mm-hmm. He's almost like an Anakin Skywalker looking guy.
I just pray to the heavens above that at some point in that match, Johnny is the recipient of the double drop kick. Even if it hits him in the knees, part of me needs to see that before I leave this astral plane.
Yeah, we just got to do a do-si-do with, Kerry Rob. That would be
Memphis
funny.
Memphis 101, baby.
Oh yes. No, a three-way do-si-do. That's what needs to happen.
We can sort of like evolve the do-si-do into uncharted territories in this six-man, guys.
They might just the collaboration.
I've been waiting for some promos on that show from people. I don't know if Bay has you guys doing any, or but like the promos you guys could film, like talking about what it means to fight the Rock and Roll.
That's true.
I don't understand how nobody's been doing it. Like
due time, Big 80s, in due time.
Yeah. I would have a whole script ready, but I mean,
we can always drive to Tom's River to film this promo, brother.
Sure. I mean, I would be part of it, but
you're going to be the guy.
I know. I'm happy for that show. I'm happy Bay's getting a chance to do it.
Well, selfishly, Donnie, I'm asking for
the last SPO event as well, I believe, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Joe Goodhart?
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
He was. Selfishly, I'm hoping for a rain date so that Big 80s can be there. But
I would definitely.
Cheer Dad has to be in another country. Have you given any serious thought to Cheer Dad, Donnie?
No. It's not another country. It's Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
That sounds like Simon Dean's tag team partner.
I know. No, I see one of those. We have two travels this year. One is Myrtle Beach and the other is Virginia Beach. And we have Baltimore too. But, you know, my daughter loves it so much and I wouldn't miss it for the world. There are some dads that just don't go to them. I don't understand it. I don't comprehend it. My advice to all the dads out there listening, if you're on the fence, go to the competitions, go to the recitals, go to the plays, go to the games, go to everything. Nothing matters as much as showing up. So,
yeah, no, it does. Earlier I saw a family friend, somebody who used to work with our mother at ShopRite. And unfortunately he was in an assisted cart, just because he's undergoing a treatment for his ACL. But his son actually was, I believe if I'm not mistaken, he was on ESPN for actually doing a marathon from New Jersey all the way down to like somewhere to like Delaware or something like that. And I told him straight up, I was like, his name's Arthur. I told him, I said, Arthur, I hope you raised a legend. You know what I'm saying? Your son is like, as a single parent, you raised a legend. And he said,
awesome,
he literally said, just seeing what you guys do, it's like, you guys are legends. So, it's.
I believe he ran all the way from to Massachusetts.
So there you go. He ran up north. So even then, that's an even bigger, feat. So excuse me, I thought Delaware. No, New York to Massachusetts. That's even further. So
I can't run down the block.
I was going to say running around a track sucks.
Right. Yeah. So point being, as Big 80 said, if you have kids, go to the competitions, go to the meets, go to the games. If they have receptions or recitals or performances, or if your kid likes to go and, sail boats at the local lake, for, every Sunday, do that. Support your kid because
it's like, So Donnie, would you say that these type of events in the course of a kid's life, it's like their high spots in their life?
Absolutely. Yeah. It means everything. They're not going to remember how much money you made or what show I was on. They're just going to remember whether you're there or not. You know, my dad was awesome. Don't get me wrong, but my dad really didn't come around much for activities and sports. We didn't really play, we played baseball and then Little League, but he was there for that. But wrestling wise, he didn't really come to the shows. He got it. He was proud of Mike. He was proud of Nova, but they didn't come to like a lot of shows we did. I think he came to two ever, and that's fine. I had no heat with that, but I made it a point when I had girls, or especially girls or kids, that I'd be there for everything.
Good.
Every Christmas morning, every holiday, everything. I won't miss anything.
Good. As you should be. You know, it's important to be there for your kids through the good and bad, but you know,
that's my soapbox for the day. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, yeah. Parents, Donnie, do your due diligence.
Every family gathering needs a carnival barker outside calling people into the get to come in.
I've done that. Step right up.
Step right up. So we're going to have Vinny Pacifico on here in a little bit. I'm pretty excited about that. Back seats, nice. I kind of feel like you guys can sort of lead that interview if you would, I think.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
I've never met him. I've seen his work. He's pretty talented. I don't know him.
I had him at Win One time.
Really?
What were you going to say?
Well, I was going to say he absolutely killed it at Win. You know, that one time we were talking about that last week, Johnny and I were putting it over about how we were all marking out for him and Pat Dynamite, but JP, go into our backstory with Vinny.
Long story short, Vinny's a day one to the back seats. Vinny started where we started at ECPW, and we, I believe, first met just about like a month into training. You know what I mean?
Not even. Yeah, it might have just literally been like just a few weeks.
Yeah, it was like the first month for sure, and you know, we all started around the same time, and I mean, look where he's at now. You know what I mean? All over the world. So
he eclipsed us, that's for sure. And in a relatively short time, I have no problem saying that. You know, Vinny very much, you know, became like an example of like someone who just school hopped very early on. You know, he was school hopping just as early as, you know, we were.
Right. Yeah. He flew out of this relatively, pretty quick actually. And, he'll tell the story, but I mean, this is, world traveler, Vinny Pacifico.
Yeah, it's a large following.
Absolutely.
I first met him up in, I guess it would have been Rhode Island for an event back in 2017. And he was already, had his whole shtick and his whole gimmick down pat in 2017. So like the Vinny Pacifico we see right now in this current iteration, he's at least been doing it since 2017. So we're talking what? 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years of just this character.
Yeah, it's been evolving since since you've seen him, and even before that, just seeing the progression and going from the kid to, doing the power punch gimmick to, you know, what he's doing right now. It's like, you know, it's, there you go, power punch Vinny Pacifico. It's still the same character, you know what I mean? Just like always something different. Like, you know, they always say keep evolving. And he's doing that constantly.
Yep. And there's his little
that Duff energy.
Mm-hmm.
See his little Duff Man character up there.
Right.
That's so cool. And he has his own billboard. He's on a billboard in Times Square. Like, would you guys say, like, skills, would you say that, like, this is probably the most well-known billboard on the earth? He's on it.
No, that's insane.
Like, is that real? Maybe the one in Tokyo. Yeah, it's real.
This guy's in Times Square.
You can see how real it is. Look how happy he is that that's up there. Like,
what's
who
the story behind
be?
That?
Yeah, well, that's what we're going to find out tonight.
That's awesome. I don't know. I really don't know much about him, but that's awesome. What I like about that is he's shown initiative to separate himself from the pack, to put time and effort into his presentation, so he's not the same as all these clowns out there, that these kooky cutter guys. He looks like an athlete. Right. Like he looks like something. Even if you don't know he's a pro wrestler, he doesn't look like your neighbor. That's what I like about him.
And his energy is always at 100. Yeah. He's always full throttle.
Again, he's been doing it as long as we have. And he started young, if not younger than us. I want to say Vinny's about 2 or 3 years younger than me. I'm 28. So I want to say he started when he was about a junior or senior in high school, and he's been doing, you know what I mean? Just
what?
Yeah, that, yeah, yeah, man.
No, you he know, was, so, it's, it, yeah, no,
it's that, crazy.
You don't hear that anymore, like in our day, Donnie. The kids starting at 16 and 14, and
like the Briscoes,
yeah. Right?
Yeah. Joey Matthews started at 14 or 15.
Trent, yeah. Robbie,
Billy,
yeah.
Full disclosure: when we wrestled this group, the Wild Wests out in Alaska, one of them was actually 16 years old, and I know this because he was the Alaskan promoter's son. And we were his first ever match, and he actually, you know, like was in the back and like, you know, hugged us in the back and said, you know, thank you. You know, my 16-year-old son, you just had his first match. And I said, thank you for being here and for, you know, raising him, you know, raising a true professional at 16, you know, this kid already, you know, gets it. So
yeah,
they don't start him young.
I want to say a year shy from where he could have been, I guess, legally old enough to debut. So I remember actually Vinny, I want to say the first few months he was going to shows helping out. He even came to her debut in Mahwah.
That's right.
He brought his sister and you know, his nephew at the time, you know, I want to say close to being newborn baby. They all came to see our event or debut match in Mahwah against Team Shazam.
Mm-hmm.
So again, Vinny is a day one friend in the biz. And I'm excited to see him tonight on the Spocast and Expo Wrestling, April 27th at the Silver Anniversary.
It comes full circle. You know, it really does. Somebody who's been there as early in our wrestling lives as someone like Sonny Kiss or an Alex Ryman or a Kenny Bangle. A lot of people, they come and go in life, especially in the wrestling business. Somebody you might know 1 year, you know, at one given point, you might lose all track of, you know, several years from now. I know Donnie will tell you the amount of people he's come into and out of contact with. Same with Johnny. Skills, you know, I'm sure you've already experienced, you know, the fair weatherness of wrestling commitment. But the one thing I will always say about Vinny is a genuine wrestler's wrestler, in that it's all the kid ever wanted, you know. One day you're gonna watch a Vinny Pacifico documentary, and he's gonna say that exact phrase, like, this is all I've ever wanted to be. And I know the pictures, you know, the young kid with the John Cena shirt and, you know, the John Cena sweatbands and the You Can't See Me, and, you know, his favorite wrestler at the time was Bryan Danielson, Daniel Bryan. So it's like I'm picturing the Vinny Pacifico documentary 5-10 years from now. And obviously, hopefully, I'll be thought of enough to be one of the talking heads and be like, you know, when as Johnny says, when I'm the janitor at the production company or something like that, you know, I'll get to say, yeah, you know, Vinny, yeah, I knew him well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to have him on here now, guys. I'm getting giddy after that.
You guys,
Vinny's fun, and he's been on what? He's been on Kurt Angle's podcast at least twice, right?
He's been on Kurt Angle's podcast pretty
regularly.
I'm sorry, Freddie Prinze Jr.
Yeah,
He's been on Freddie Prinze Jr.'s podcast, and then some. I want to say, I mean, he'll tell you.
He will. But real quick, guys, before he gets here, I want to show you. We got to put Skills over, because Donnie, you've been teaching a master class on promoting on here for almost 2 years, right? A year and a half, whatever.
Yeah.
Check out Skills's event this past Saturday in New York.
That's awesome.
Good house.
Was that an indoor sports complex or indoor?
Yes.
Yeah.
A soccer hoop in Brooklyn, New York.
Yeah, bro. That is so great. You know what? For everybody who says, oh, it can't be done, or the town is burnt and all that bullshit, like, Skills just showed you, man, with some effort and a group of people working towards a common goal, you can accomplish anything, dude. Like, that is awesome. And there's no reason why every weekend towns across America can't have crowds like that and enthusiastic turnouts like that. There's there's not a special group of human beings that were grown to just go to that show. You know what I mean? They didn't come from the beans from Jack and the Beanstalk. These are just regular folks that got good value for their dollar, and they were compelled by something to come out to spend those 2 hours or 3 hours or whatever it is with you guys that night. And it's a formula that can be replicated. I just don't – like, what am I missing? New Jersey's a shithole other than WrestlePro.
And that was New York, right?
Yeah, that's in New York, but I'm just saying, just in general, like, I just know what I know, but like, New Jersey's trash other than WrestlePro. Everybody else is just kind of running second, and that's fine, but just use like skills. Skills, you did it, man. You killed it. And just replicate that.
Yeah, we got to, we actually got to sell out the building before opening doors. That was like the first time we got to do that. So
that's a great feeling, man. When you run out of tickets, that's a great feeling. We did that a couple years ago in Lacey. I had to take flyers and start writing numbers on and just giving those to people. We had handmade tickets. But that's a great feeling, bro. It's a good for the boys, good for the business. It's watering your product, getting it out there, making it grow. I love it. I love to see that. Well done. Well done, Skills.
Appreciate you.
The guys over at Wynn, they know their demographic very well. You know, they know that their heart is in New York, and they're holding it down for Brooklyn. So, you know, congratulations to Wrestling Is Now. And, you know,
imagine that. Somebody just concentrating on a certain select area and worrying about the 5 to 10 mile radius around the building instead of saying, I got to go on the internet and attract these people from Iowa to come here or whatever, the insanity. I never understood why everybody was so worried about 500 miles away or getting those 2 or 3 fans to come here. Like, just worry about the 5 to 10 mile radius around the building, your local schools and charities and all other stuff, and you'll be able to fill any house. I just concentrate on that.
Here's a point too. Very few people, if any, have what we call national buzz, especially on the independents. So all the more reason for you to focus on your local demographics. Case in point, why Spo Wrestling moved our basis of operations to Chester, PA, because that's where the heart is currently bringing us. Case in point with Wrestling Is Now. They're focusing their energy in New York because the SAT are born and raised and Skills in Brooklyn, New York. So
perfect.
You go where the heart is. You go where,
like,
the home
Kendra
is.
Kendra in Delaware, Danny in Maryland. I mean, if all these people would just kind of
Big 80s and Tom's River.
I did, yeah. You could say that. But, I mean, if everybody just did that and had, like, a little central loop where all you guys could work, like, if Skills and these guys did something on Friday and Saturday or, like, next week this guy was here, if everybody built it up and you could make, like, a traveling pact, it's not hard to do. I was pretty close to doing it in, like, 98, 99.
Mm-hmm. It seems like a lot of backstabbing these days.
Well, that was my original concept. I came up with MLW way before Court Barrett. Major League Wrestling was going to be the concept. Major League Pro Wrestling is what it was going to be called. It was going to be an affiliation of companies. And the idea was pretty cool. I was pretty close to pulling it off. I had Phoenix. I was going to have Jim Kentner, Kevin Kelly. We were going to have 10 to 12 different companies. And the idea was, just like the NFL or MLB, you would have, like, the Phoenix Firebirds. That would be, like, the name, or, like, the Maryland Maulers or whatever. So that would be the show, us versus them, and then you'd have matches on the show from those two companies. And you could have trading within the organization, or, like, JP gets traded from the Maryland Maulers to PCW, and you'd have rankings and, free agent signings and all that. And that was going to be a major league. That was going to be the circuit, like 10 to 12 different companies up and down the East Coast. And I was pretty close to pulling it off. And then it kind of ran out of time. And Jim Ross actually worked with me a little bit on it. We brainstormed a little bit, and he gave me some suggestions. And I think if I was able to pull it off, the key, like Skill said, was getting those 6 to 8 promoters to all kind of agree to play well together. And it could have been done, because I wouldn't have dealt with any goofs. But I think if somebody could pull that off, it could still be pretty cool. I don't know if you could do it today, but especially with social media and being able to stream stuff, if you could do that, it's pretty cool, man, because you could have, like, a traveling champion, like the champion, and once a year have your mega show with representatives from the entire league, like the Super Bowl.
They're all-stars or something, all of the champions or something. From
like
all
a WrestleMania, but you could just book it like the Super Bowl. Like, you know.
See, if that were to happen, Donnie, then it would make sense to be focusing on the 500-mile thing. But because it's not happening, it's important for everybody to stay level-headed and not burn the bridges that they need to get to the next town.
You need to build all that up first. I don't even know if that's even out there, but, like,
I feel
you'd
like
have to
I feel like your idea of MLW was what Contest of Champions basically was.
Correct. That's Contest of Champions would have been the end goal every year for that for MLW, Major League Professional Wrestling. It was either going to be that or Major League Championship Wrestling. And that was going to be like the NFL and then all the teams underneath it. If Kevin Kelly was aboard, Dan McDevitt, Kentner, Sheldon Goldberg and Bob Evans up in New England.
Tony Rumble.
I think Goodman. Oh no, I don't. I think Rumble was dead by the time I was doing that. Oh,
yeah, probably.
I think Goodman. Goodman sniffed around it. Maybe it was him. I forget.
Around it. Stop.
He did. Yeah. Donnie. I was like, all right. I like Frank.
I love Frank. But let me ask you a question, honestly. Mm-hmm. Let's say you had to run shows again, and you could choose between New Jersey, Delaware, Pennsylvania, or New York. Wouldn't New York be the last place you picked because of what you have to deal with to run there?
Yeah, a lot of regulations there. Anybody that runs in New York successfully, I give you credit. I had three chances to run in New York, and I turned them all down.
Right.
Because I didn't want the headache. Yeah.
Don't. Yeah. Don't.
No.
Don't.
I was
take it from a New York. Take it from a New York resident.
We do it a lot that way.
I will say this. I feel like the closest thing, I feel like New England has the closest thing to that concept of, you know, again, like having that territory where they have a whole bunch of promotions, I feel like, where they're basically all working within the same talent, the same circuit, and they're strategically basically running within the same, again, like how you said, like one person's going to run like this week.
Yeah.
So on and so on, where it creates that whole loop. You know what I mean?
And they're using the same platform. They're all using, you know, whether it's IWTV or Fight TV, which is now Triller or whatever. So there is a little bit of that in this day and age on a much smaller scale. You know, again, it's just like what Donnie says, you know, when guys are located on the East Coast, you don't need to necessarily worry about a different time zone. You don't necessarily need to worry about, you know, a different geographic landscape that your target demographic has never been to. So that's the main thing when it comes to wrestling. You know, you gotta keep it leveled and grounded so that you don't lose touch with reality.
And it was a way also for guys who wouldn't normally come out here and work to come out and get like 3 dates in a row. Let's say like Corporal Punishment ran down on a Friday night. I ran on a Saturday, and then like Sheldon or Kevin Kelly or Kent or somebody run on a Sunday afternoon. So you bring in like the Ballard brothers from California with Frankie or Samoa Joe, or when AJ was doing, and AJ Styles Daniels, was doing independent.
Christopher Daniels. Yeah,
Daniels. You could bring them in and let them get 3 or 4 dates stacked in a row. And it would all be in Major League Championship Wrestling. So there was definitely ways to do it. And I sat down and really put pen to paper and had a meeting of the minds. And once a year we would have our big meeting with all the promoters, and it was not like the mafia, but I don't know. I thought it was pretty cool.
The executive card game.
Yeah. We appreciate that. If it was
Dennis Carluzzo was actually the first person I had told about it, and he was all aboard. He was like, yeah, man, however I can do. And he was going to be the central figurehead of it. I was going to make Dennis the focal president, like the MLB commissioner. He was going to be the commissioner of Major League Championship Wrestling.
That would have been awesome. Like,
it would have been. Yeah. And then he passed.
I was in the building when he took a bump for you guys. Remember the angle with Todd Gordon and everything?
Oh, yeah.
Dennis bumped, and I was right there to watch it. I was in, like, the third row.
Dennis was a horrible bumper.
Donnie, what year was this that you was doing this league?
Probably 98 and 99 is when I first thought of it. And I really started actually 97, 98. 99, right around the second Gilbert, I think, where we had Jim Ross. I talked to him about it. And he said, give me a call, like a Titan. And he was doing all the talent relations stuff. And I called him once, and we talked about it for like 20 minutes. And then right around then, and I didn't really put it together. I didn't have a chance to finish it off properly.
The second Gilbert. Donnie, this is a lot of content. One night we're just going to have to talk about the Gilbert Memorials and the NWA anniversary events that you guys did. There's some great stories. Boots being on the wrong foot in matches. You remember?
Yeah, bro. That was an unfortunate night.
We're going to talk about that one day.
Yeah, that was unfortunate. That was Steve Regal. And I just remember Jim Ross coming up to me and saying, no, Regal, he admits it, though. He remembered. When I saw Regal years after that, down at Terry Golden's, I went down there to do some TV, and I stayed at Terry Golden's house, who was running MCW, and Regal was there. And the very first thing Steve Regal did was coming over me, and I was a nobody, and he shook his hand out. And he said, I want to thank you for being a gentleman and helping me the night of the Gilbert. I remember it all. And long story short, he was having some difficulties, and he had put his boots on backwards. It was horrible to see. And I just remember Jim Ross tapping. I'm nobody at that point. Still never was. But Jim Ross taps me on the shoulder and says, I need you to go to this room, knock on the door, and Steve Regal's going to answer and just tell him, we'll help him with whatever he needs, because they wanted to get the match in the ring, him against Severn.
Severn. Said,
whatever we need, just get him to the ring, do whatever. And I was like, am I walking into the lion's den? Like, I had no idea what I was walking into. I knock on the door, jumping Joey Mags, I think was his name, from WCW. Somehow he was in that room with Steve Regal. He opened the door, and I look and I see Steve Regal, and Steve Regal's like, what's up? What do you need? I'm like, Jim Ross told me to come up here and just help you out, tell you to come down to the ring, and he'll do whatever you need. He'll help you however, whatever you need, Steve. Well, we're going to help you out. And that's what happened. You know, more to the story that will remain private, but that's what I can share.
Well, good stuff, man. I remember being in the crowd for the I don't think I was at the Gilberts, Donnie, but I was definitely at the anniversary in Cherry Hill.
Oh, okay, cool.
That was a big one when you guys did the cage match and everything. Severn, I want to say Severn, yeah. That was the night. Yeah, we're talking about the same night, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I thought so. But guess what, Donnie? The back seats are heading back to McKeesport, Pennsylvania this coming weekend.
Really?
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
That's where Jackie used to
bring us?
Yeah. Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Wow. You want to see the promo? I did a promo for us. Here, watch the promo.
Let's see it.
Yeah, let's get it out there.
I'll be right back. I'm going to watch it, though.
Yo, Pittsburgh, McKeesport. The back seats are back after 20 years. And a little message for the certified degenerates. Listen up, fools. My back seats are going to run circles around you, then systematically break you down piece by piece. And when your heads are spinning around on your necks and you least expect it, that's when they move in for the kill. Boom. You will know pain. You'll never see it coming. We're the ones they fear. Hey, who are the fear?
Hey, we're the ones they love. Yeah. And we always reach our goals because we rise above.
That's a cool poster. Usually I'm not a fan of those. Loading up a poster with a bunch of indie guys because they don't mean anything, but that's a cool poster. Well, no. That's not a knock. I'm just saying sometimes you put too much on there of unknown stuff. It draws attention. You'd be better off with just two or three names or just, you know what I mean? You don't want to litter your poster up with too many unknown people because then people get distracted by trying to figure out who they all are.
That was an awesome.
I see it all the time.
Yeah.
That was an awesome promo, Johnny. I love the way that you filmed it with, you know, facing the sky and whatnot. I loved there was one line you said in there that I thought was awesome. I just can't think of it right now, but it was dope. I like it.
Spinning around on your necks.
Yep.
Like, I know.
The Vince McMahon necks.
Aretha Franklin.
He's gonna puke. Yeah. That's funny. So yeah, Vinny will be here any minute, I guess. I don't know. He's just going to pop in, he said.
I guess so.
But in the meantime, why don't we show? We have the first match graphic, guys. Yeah. Angel Metro versus Ruthie J. There it is. The women's match has been signed. First match signed for the 27th of April. Ringside tickets are now on sale for the silver anniversary. Check it out at SpoWrestling.com. Go ahead, brother.
I like that blue Spo Wrestling logo. It looks dope.
That is a great logo. That is a perfect match logo. Two great pictures of the talent that stand out, tell you everything you need to know about them. They look like athletes. They look like trained professionals. All the pertinent information for the show. It stands out. It's clear. It's crisp. That is a perfect match graphic. Well done.
Thank you, brother. Thank you so much, brother. Much appreciated.
Right on time, right? For the 25th anniversary.
Yep, you guys, that's it. And we got him. He's here. The man himself, Vinny.
Hey. Thank you for having me. How you guys doing?
Salute.
Yes.
What's up? How are you, young Vincent? How are you?
Very good.
Oh.
We're live. Still a baby.
Hell yeah. Let me show this, Vinny. So, Vinny, that's you on Times Square. We're all amazed. Amazed, dude. You're one of the most marketable human beings in the world.
Thank you. No, I'm trying. Listen, you know, getting to be a part of a movie that has tons of marketing behind it really helps. I will tell you that.
So is that what was behind the Times Square poster or the billboard, rather?
Yes, just promoting the upcoming movie. The cast pretty much was there in the city that day, and we just did a bunch of slides of whoever's in the movie.
Are you able to disclose what movie you're shooting for, or is it?
Yeah, so this was Frequency of Miracles. This is based off The Secret from 2006. A bunch of amazing people from all different walks of life got pretty much interviewed. Documentary-based movie. It's going to be on Amazon and Gaia later this in a few months, actually. And they're pretty much doing a bunch of doing a bunch of really cool media for it, and interviews and billboards and just a lot of stuff going on. So it's very, very cool, different, and just something to be excited about.
You said the Gaia app. That is awesome. I've used the app, and they have some really awesome videos, like yoga instructions and meditations, all that kind of stuff. That is awesome. So you said one more time, it's going to be on Gaia and what other platform?
Amazon Prime so far. There's going to be others, I'm sure. Gaia, I have to look into. I heard it's really, really good. So I'm definitely going to, Johnny was telling me about it also. So I'm definitely going to look into it and see what else is a part of it. But there's a lot of people in this film that are very good healers. They've been around doing, so it's really, really cool to be a part of that,
Right up your alley, man.
Getting to start wrestling onto that as well. A lot of people, there's not much wrestling anywhere, in this type of subject. So it's pretty cool to throw wrestling or a person in wrestling in this type of film where it'll shine a different light on them.
To make your gimmick be about positive energy and at the same time be in the pro wrestling business, I just want to say my hat's off to you. But thank go ahead, you. JP.
I was going to say, so are they going to be following you around, at your shows, and you're going to, basically tell your story, or what can we expect out of this?
It's pretty much just a sit down interview. They ask a bunch of different questions about, upbringing, growing up, your mindset, how you've done what you've done, what your goals are, and you sit down, talk in front of a camera. It was filmed December 10th. It was filmed. So it's all done. Everything's all ready to go. Right. There may be some more extra stuff being filmed as these time goes on, but mostly everything's filmed. And now there's marketing for it.
Okay.
That's awesome.
So Vinny, I don't know if you were listening earlier, but we were sort of going over our history and, basically how, right around the time we started, you were starting, and you actually, started training with us over at ECPW along with Sonny Kiss and Alex Ryman, who at the time was known as Aaron Bradley, Kenny Mangle, Corey Dillinger, Mike Orlando, and a couple of other guys. But you quickly school hopped and, you would, attend several different dojos over the course of your career. So really, I just want to hear your story and, just talk about your experience training at certain places and, what you've done in wrestling so far.
I loved my experience at Geno's because I got to learn so much. I think growing with other people is really, really cool in the industry. I wasn't there very, very long, but I got to learn with you guys,
Yeah.
You guys learn way faster than I did. And it's, it's everyone has their own learning level, but it's really, really cool to see how everybody learns differently, different methods of learning. I think the biggest thing for any wrestler or anyone getting into wrestling is to hit the roads, learn everything you can. We went, we were at every show every week, all the time. It's just crazy that hitting the road constantly, ears open, eyes open, just learning every part of the game is what's best. And that's what I've done. Getting in cars. Not being booked, Philip Stamper was somebody who really helped me grow out of that with traveling and hitting the roads and stuff, getting the schedule out there. You know what I mean? So he's somebody who's awesome. So a lot of people. Phil's a man. Phil's a man.
Shouts out to Phil.
Shouts out to the president, just a prime example of, people coming together in wrestling for no other reason than just doing exactly what you said, getting in the car and going, many opportunities have probably been established because of people like Phil, just putting out free information for people to network. You had mentioned just hopping in a car and going. Tell us about some of the places that you went once you left the nest. I want to hear about it all because I know my brother knows, but Big 80s and Skills and Johnny, they want to hear your story. Tell us about some of the places you've went and the cars you hopped in.
So I'll tell you, Ring of Honor, I was training there for a little while, and then just getting in the car, not being booked, not knowing what to expect. A spot opened, they tell you it's there. You take what you can. You take the opportunity given to you. And I think if you make the most of every opportunity given, you know, what other company? One of the early ones, Bronx. Well, not Bronx. It was in Brooklyn. Fibro Wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was one of the first places I ever got booked at. I was just showing face, you know, hanging out with the boys. And they're like, oh, Vinny, you got your gear? I was like, yeah. That's how it really started, like, snowballing. You know, just nonstop doing the same thing every week, not knowing what to expect. And that's something that I didn't know what to expect a lot of the time. You know, I did not know where it was going, what was happening. The roads to Ohio, the drives to Florida, the drives to Pennsylvania, just nonstop hitting the road, you know. And opportunity will arise over time, you know. Especially networking with people you're really good friends with as well, like the Graysons. I mean, sorry, Backseat Boys.
It's both. I mean, look, if you've known us since day one, in your case, man, you know,
Graysons, the Graysons.
Yeah, man, it is. It is.
I keep calling you everywhere I go.
Never left.
Never left. I love that shit. It's like, I think of you guys as like a video game, like the OG Graysons, and you guys like translate to the Backseats. You know what I mean? Like. I don't know. It's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, man.
It's the OG Graysons. I like
it. It's crazy because it's like you're a part of the multiverse of like the Graysons of the Backseat Boys. Like you're a part of our history and our story in some type of way. And that's why it means so much for you to be a part of this show coming up April 27th for real.
I can't wait. I really can't wait. Aaron, it's going to be a really good time.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Vinny, just to... I was going to say, when you were at ROH, Vinny, who was running it then? Who was in charge of ROH when you were there?
Delirious. Delirious, John Gresham. Cheeseburger and Rhett Titus was helping as well. That's pretty much my class.
Yeah,
I love Rhett. Yeah,
Rhett's the man. Was Matthews there when you were there?
Towards the end. Do you guys remember doing the holding the legs and going up the stairs? Remember that
wheelbarrow?
I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, "Damn, that was a crazy time. That was a crazy time."
over at Geno's, man.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm in the stairs.
Yep. So one thing you had mentioned actually was showing up with no guarantees. Mm-hmm. Vinny, I remember being on several shows with you. One of which was actually XWA, their Wrestle. I believe it was Wrestle-lution in 2018, and none of us were booked. None of us had a guaranteed. But the three of us were actually able to get on the pre-show with a guy named Brett Domino. I'm not even sure if he's even wrestling anymore, but it originally he wanted to just give the dark, I think, to just two guys. And we said, you know, we went to the promoter and we said, you know, why not just put Vinny and Brett together and let us work them? And he said, sure. So, you know, and that was the day of. I remember coming to you and I remember saying, Vinny, we're going to wrestle, you know, like let's put together a 5-minute match, you
that
know,
was great.
And it was great. But a year later, you know, a bunch of us were extras at, you know, whether probably TNA multiple times and nobody got work. So that's the nature of the business is none of us were expecting anything. Nobody was going in there with an attitude like, you know, we were owed anything. It's just all of us had that same mentality of just our job as wrestlers sometimes, especially when you're very early on, like all of us were still less than 5 years into actually taking bookings. None of us had any real TV experience at the time. So we were just going in and just making ourselves available, which is something that you have to do.
Even if opportunities
come to you at different points, you know, even if you get opportunities at 3 years in and you go back 5 years in, you might not get those same opportunities. And it's just being mindful of that and having that open attitude. So, it is.
Because people over time will get less motivated, you know, if they don't see results right away. And I understand that. I've been there. It sucks. But I think having the mindset of no one owes you anything, you don't deserve anything, you have to work hard for what you get, that mindset, and just don't expect, just do. That's my mindset lately. And, you know, I had a European tour. I came back. I was Hungary, got a phone call from a producer, want to put me in this film. I didn't know what to expect, but I just did. I didn't know what to come of it. I didn't know what the future would hold. I don't even know what next week holds. But you don't expect to just do. And that alleviates a lot of stress that you may have because it's pressure you put on yourself.
Yeah.
And that's something that you don't want to do as a talent, especially early on in your career where it'll make you bitter.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it definitely will. There are definitely there have definitely been times and days that, you know, I was young and angry and mad at the world because I felt like everything was ruled on, you know, work ethic. And then you don't realize the way the world works until you fall flat on your face for the fifth or sixth time. And then you realize, yeah. Oh, no, yeah. This is actually how you're supposed to do it. So sometimes that's just life, and you can't be mad at people or mad at what does or doesn't happen for you. Everyone's in control of their own destiny. And Vinny, you know, you 100% have, you know, played by your own rules ever since day one. You know, you never let anybody get in your way. You never let anybody tell you no. I remember you showing pictures of yourself early on, you know, with the John Cena shirt and, you know, the Daniel Bryan and stuff. And it's like, that's always been you. And you never let anybody get in the way of your dream. And the fact that you are already European traveled, appearing in movies and everything, and you've done it all for the name of pro wrestling. It's like, that's not an easy task to achieve. I want you to know that, man.
Thank you guys. No, it means a lot to me. A lot of the time it doesn't feel real sometimes, you know? But I also think you have to stay level-headed. Like, I'm not going to let any ego build from this, because just like I've done a lot of really cool things, that could all be taken from me in a minute. Anybody, right? We've seen it happen. So
there before the grace of God go on. Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Like, since we've known you, you've not changed. You've always been the same, and you've always stayed humble, and you've always followed your heart. And again, like what my brother said, you've never took no for an answer. You've always followed your dreams. And, you know, again, knowing that you've been a fan of guys like Bryan Danielson, and you're basically taking that same route that he paved the way for all of us, you know, being world travel, going to Europe, Japan, and doing, you know, again, like all the major promotions still at, you know, as a free agent, whether it was going, I know you've been to Evolve, you've had matches on NXT, and again, AEW, Ring of Honor, I mean, New Japan, there's so much that you've done in such a short amount of time. And again, you've evolved, you've been the kid, but still the kid, you know, killing it. And it's just awesome. It's like, that's so rare, I feel like, in this business where...
Thank you.
You know...
I'd like to ask you too, guys. You guys have always been so supportive and such good people. Like, whenever I see you at shows, I feel a good vibe. Mm-hmm. Every time I see you, and I'm seeing you guys kill it with Johnny and traveling everywhere. I see your stories, I see you traveling nonstop. I love seeing you, because...
We're trying to keep up with you, man.
No, seriously.
Good people do good things. Makes me happy. You know what I mean?
I'm trying to add more flags, you know, to, you know, my resume, like you. You know what I mean?
Hey, I'm trying to collect Bang Energy cans from all over the world, like you are, so I can compare and contrast.
The funny thing is, I'm listening to Vinny talk about that, and I just keep thinking to myself, that's what we all did from 1992 to 2000. Every weekend, the combination of Ace Darling, Nova, Devin Storm, Ratchet, Rocco Dorsey, Lupus, Big Jerry Tootie, Hellraiser, Candido. Everybody just piled in whoever had a working car, and we just drove 400 miles, 500 miles, 300. Took the box spring off the bed in the hotel so somebody slept in the bathroom in the tub. You know what I mean? So we could split transfer hotel. Like, that's what we did. Mm-hmm. You want to hear guys?
That's the business.
Like, Vinny is doing a Warriors run. Like, he's doing what wrestlers should be doing. And I don't understand why more guys don't do that. But that's what separates Vinny from the pack. There's less Vinny's in the business. Thing. Yeah, I don't get it.
Because after a while, I do know after a while, not getting results really does wear down on some people. And it's hard. It's very hard. You know, you have to have a decent side job in the beginning while you're doing these things to be able to do these things.
Yeah,
traveling's costly. In the beginning, your traveling won't be covered usually. So you have to really just be able to adapt with whatever you're being.
In the beginning, nothing is covered. You're lucky if you don't come back with, like, at least, you know, like a hole. Like, if you come back with some semblance of sanity, that's a net. Put it to you like that.
The first six months we worked for Dino Santa, we each used to get $20 each, and we were ecstatic. And one night there was enough money for payoffs. I watched Dino Santa pay Lupus, Ken Porter, with a basket of fruit. His payoff to do a show was a fruit basket. And we ate the fruit on the way home. So it's like when I hear these stories, I love Vinny's story. I think Vinny's exceptional. I think he looks like a talent. He looks like a worker. He looks like he looks great. I mean, he talks great. He's articulate. He has a great presentation. The sad thing is there's less Vinny's out there then you know what I mean? There should be way more. He should be. Yeah, this should be. This should be yeah. not the minority. Thank this should guys. Be the majority. This guy right here. The sky's the limit, man.
SPO needs Vinny.
No, yeah,
well, we need you, Vinny. You we do. And we're rolling out the red carpet. We're not just trying to book you for one show and get whatever we can out of you and squeeze the lemon and then throw you away.
The business
bro.
Needs
in.
More Vinnies. The business
no, needs you. That's amazing. No, thank you guys. And I think anyone could do anything in wrestling. Like I think the mindset that I had was just do everything possible. Right?
Yes.
Why not? You know,
you didn't take no for an answer ever. Yeah, you never let.
Get on the acting apps. The acting apps, like get into like do those things. You know, there's just you are. I think of it this way: you are not just a wrestler. You are an entertainer. You are a brand, right? Yep. Wrestling is a part of the brand, but you could do movies. You could do commercials. You could do brand deals. Again, the brand deals have been an amazing blessing in my life, and I'm very lucky to have had them. But
the brand deals—that's just amazing, yeah. bro.
I mean, they're not here anymore, but it is what it is. I have been blessed to have those opportunities.
It was a moment in time. Here's the thing, and I'm realizing this every waking moment of every day. Nothing lasts forever. And the minute you're comfortable, you need to get comfortable getting uncomfortable because something is going to brew. You can't settle for anything.
Yeah, I was with Bang Energy, and then all of a sudden they had a lawsuit. They had a lawsuit, and it got pulled. Oh,
how many people could say that, man? I mean, again, we got people, you know, trying to get the Slim Jim deal. You know, again, it's like you can. It's so rare to get brand deals.
It is.
You know what I mean? It's like especially major brands like that.
Unheard of on the indies. What indie wrestler even knows the word brand deals? Mm. You don't ever hear.
Utilize social media. Utilize social media. You know, but I think, like I said, you're a brand. You're not just talent. You're a brand. You could do literally. There's not one way to the top. There's A to B. There's no A to B. There's A, B, C, D, and then you get to where you got to get. There's not one which way to get there. You know what I mean? And everyone's journey is different. Like, look at your journey. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. You guys were the Graysons, and then you guys transitioned to this new character, this new brand, this new team. And how you guys are doing. Insane. I see the venues you're at. It's beautiful. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Look where they are. Where were you last week? New Mexico?
We were in Las Vegas, Nevada, Tucson, Arizona, and Albuquerque, New Mexico. And yeah, no, it's been wild, man. You know, I'm super thankful. I'm super grateful. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you this. Not a day goes by where I'm not super thankful for the journey because all of the highs and lows and goods and bads, you know, whether it be the ring truck literally breaking down my first weekend on the road in the business or – you know, having to sleep on floors or do whatever it took, you know, spend weeks away from home just to wrestle once. You know what I'm saying? It's like stuff like that I wouldn't change for the world. You know what I'm saying? Because it all got me right here. It got me to the point where I got to meet Johnny Cashmere and Big 80s and Skills and run a wrestling promotion and now get to pay it forward and bring Vinny Pacifico, a guy I've known for 10 plus years, you know, into SPO wrestling. You know, that means the world to me. And you don't get there by having things given to you. You don't get there by winning all the time. You learn more in your moments of, you know, down than you will in moments of good 15 times out of 10, bottom line.
Yeah.
No stroke, no story.
Failure.
Yep. Yep. There's not, no storm, no story. You know, there's got to be always a storm before the story comes, you know? And it's just it's a crazy journey. It really is. When you look back at it, everything, and it's like, you guys are putting a lot in perspective for me, you know what I mean? To realize how much we've been through together and what we've seen, what we've done to get to where we are now. We don't always look at that. And I like that you guys are really bringing that into me. It's really, really cool. I needed today to hear that. It's really, really cool.
That's funny you say that because some of the things you said, I was just thinking I needed to hear.
Yeah.
You eloquently put some stuff that, like, you put some stuff into words that I've been thinking about but couldn't put into words.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And seeing your story and like just seeing what you're doing just motivates us even more.
Listen, you guys, I believe you guys have a really, really good look and something different to you. I think movies can go your route. If you decide to try that route and try to decide.
I wanted to.
The sky's the limit. Why can't you? Why not? Right. You're wrestling.
I've wanted to forever. You know, we've done some acting gigs throughout, even before wrestling. You know, we've appeared in independent movies. We've appeared in music videos. We've appeared as extras in different roles outside of wrestling. Yeah. So I've expressed entirely for years that I want to get into voiceover acting, whether as, you know, a narrator or a cartoon voice. Like, you know, it's I love wrestling, but I'll do whatever. I'll be behind the camera or in front of it. I can do it all. I really don't care at this point. But
yeah, there's an opportunity out there. You guys gotta grab it.
Trying, man.
You're doing
Donnie, you have anything else you want to say to Vinny?
Just I'm impressed, bro. I hear you speak. I watched your demeanor. I'm just watching your whole presentation. You come off as a professional who's articulate, well spoken, well mannered. It's a grade A plus production that you got here, and I think the sky's the limit, man. Just keep you doing what you're doing, and you know, eventually you'll get all the flowers you deserve, bro. I look forward to meeting you and seeing you on the 27th.
You too. Yeah. It'll be really fun. Really excited for this. Yes. Really excited. Oh, yeah.
Thank you, bro. Thanks for working so hard at it and taking it so seriously, man. The fans are going to be excited to see you.
Real quick, Vinny, right? If it's not you, who else?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Real quick, where can people find you on social media, and where can people stay up to date with all of your movie and traveling ventures?
Twitter, VinnyPacifico1. Instagram, VinnyPacifico. Facebook, VinnyPacifico. And pretty much that's the basis of where I'll be at. Not Snapchat. The other one, TikTok. I don't really know how to use it very well, but it's Vinny Pacifico. I do my best using it, but the best one's Instagram and Twitter. Thank you, guys.
Cool, man. Cool, man.
Thank you.
Looking forward to having you for the 25th.
Sounds great.
27th. Keep up the positivity, my man.
27th of April, 25th anniversary. So we weren't wrong.
That's right. True. That's right.
Sounds great. Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you, brother.
Peace.
Wow, awesome.
Johnny, I wanted to tell you this because it completely slipped my mind, but our good buddy Drake Younger was at the shows this weekend, and he saw us in the silver pants, and he did a Trent impersonation and said, "Look at my build."
Annie Social says that to me all the time. When she teaches on Sundays at Catch Point, she'll tell me like, "Oh, what? I'm gonna see if the students have good builds or not."
Good builds. like it's a car or something like that.
Yeah. We used to make fun of Veal.
The undercarriage.
Remember Veal, Donnie? When me and Trent used to call people Veal.
Yeah, like they look like Veal.
Yeah, like I think like they were kept in a cage their whole life, so their muscles couldn't be.
That kid with the plastic pants down from Peace. In Pottstown, what was his name? Dylan something? He had like pleather pants.
Night.
Trent used to say he was Veal. Yeah, that was it.
Oh my God. So real quick, before we go, I just want to show who's coming. So Donnie, we got the rep coming back.
Awesome.
We announced that.
Yep.
They're definitely not Veal. They're more like a steak.
Prime steak, yeah.
Oh man. All right. Let's just raid all the people that we got now.
Let's not.
Yeah. And then we got Feral Face coming back, the sicko, sadistic Feral Face.
What would you rate his build?
His build is
he's filet mignon.
I'm not playing this game.
No, we're rating the builds. He's rating the builds. Yeah, he's a T-bone.
All right, we got Homeless Vaughn. And then the big one, you guys, Drew Gulak is headed.
Oh, wow.
So that's we have big announcements. So this Thursday, we're going to have the press conference. It's going to be right on SpoWrestling.com. You're going to be able to watch it right here. Now, we are still going to have someone at the bar, but most of it's going to be online. So make sure you tune in. Come to SpoWrestling.com 7:30 this Thursday, and you'll see the press conference. We have big announcements. We're going to announce Tay Rock and Velcro's opponents, as well as some other stuff going to be announced. So I'm going to be there. Skills the Great's going to be there. Robbie, I don't know, maybe the back seats. I didn't put you guys on it because I wasn't sure. But this Thursday, I think
I'll be around. Maybe I'll tune in.
Yes. Lavari's going to be there too.
It's going to be hot, man.
Well done, man. I love this. I love that you guys are treating, like, I just love the way you treat everything. It's so great. It's so refreshing to see guys who give a shit. Like, it's just great. I love it.
Well, let me show you. We were looking at a school, a possible building for the school, for a wrestling academy. And this was on the wall. Everything is possible with God, Mark.
That's great.
So I looked at that as like a good sign, like maybe we're going the right way, right?
Possibly.
That's awesome.
Possibly.
But yo, seriously, would Vinny Pacifico not kill it with his own show on Gaia TV?
Oh my God, the daily.
It could be a reality show, like an inspirational. The business needs more inspirational, upbeat, good-natured human beings in it, rather than all the trash bags that are floating around. They need more Vinnies to spread the word of positivity. I love that. He's the guy I was talking about with tell me the one way how to make something work rather than the 100 ways why it won't work. I guarantee you he's a tell me the way it will work guy.
And I feel like Angel Metro was like that last week. We had two good guests 2 weeks in a row.
Well done.
Yeah.
That's what I like.
People that are actually happy to be in the wrestling business, who would have thought?
Positive, upbeat human beings that are a credit to the industry and work well with others and share a common vision to get something done without strip mining it for their own selfish purposes. That's exactly what you want to surround yourself with.
And Spo always have the best talent.
Yeah, bro. You want to surround yourself with givers, not leeches.
Right. Not sponges.
Not poachers.
Yes, vampires. They'll just love drain suckers. Your soul and just tell you what you want to hear to get to that next payday.
Yep. That's it. Carnival bark your way into the building, brother.
Yeah, I have yet to meet a Carney Barker that can out Carney Barker me. So
Carney Barker.
Yeah, you guys have you'll always have the ultimate weapon.
I feel like Cheer Dad could be Cheer Dad is really an updated Carnival Barker.
You understand? I just literally said I haven't met someone that can outthink me, right, Johnny? So it's not going to work.
Cheer Dad will happen, bro. I can see it.
Cheer Dad will happen.
Hire somebody to be me, that Adam Devine guy. He looks like a young version of me. You can book him as Cheer Dad.
Donnie, he would be a perfect Cheer Dad.
I saw him in Andrew's match last night on AEW. I was like, what is this?
You know what? Real quick, I know we're over our hour, but I watched it. Did you watch Big Boom's match last night?
Again, it was great. Old school match, just heat. It just, I don't know, man. I loved it.
Did we see our boys on the show the other night?
Who?
You got the clip, right, Johnny?
I don't have the clip, no. I didn't know if we could show a clip of their pay-per-view, so I didn't put it up.
Well, Live Danger were on AEW as extras.
Oh, really?
Yeah, hell yeah.
They were in the spot that Swerve did the stomp, I think. Was it to Moxley or...
I think it was Moxley.
Is it security?
Yeah, they did security. They posted
nice.
It.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's right.
Charlie M. LA, yeah. Yep. Wow. Yep.
That's great because they were in LA, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So, Donnie, so you weren't at the pay-per-view yesterday. You just watched it?
No, I watched clips. Andrew wanted me to come out for it. I almost went, but we had so many family obligations this week. Like, it would have been tough for me to get away. My aunt, my uncle were up from Virginia. It was their birthdays. It was tough.
He looked jacked, dude. Yo, he had veins in his shoulders. He looked good.
Andrew's 51 years old.
What?
He looks great. He's 51.
He's 51.
Yeah, you're younger than me.
Oh my God.
51. And I'll bet you he's one of the strongest guys on the roster. I know how strong Andrew is. I pushed weight with him in the gym. And I was pretty strong in my heyday. But Andrew
made me. I thought he was younger than me. I thought I was older than him.
No, he's 51.
Amazing. Amazing.
And he promoted that pay-per-view everywhere he could on social media. He was great. Every penny they've invested in him, and I don't know, I have no idea what the financials are. I've never asked, but it's been well worth it, all the publicity he's gotten them. And I hope it continues for a while. I know it will.
Hell yeah. Bro, the next contest of champions, you got your main event.
Could be.
Seriously. We bring the boom to you.
Yeah.
Speaking of main event, we're going to announce ours this Thursday, everyone. This Thursday, right here.
All right.
SpoWrestling.com, 7:30 p.m., the press conference. We're going to announce our main event and plenty of other surprises, so do not miss it. You guys, thanks for coming, man. This was a good week.
Yeah, it was a great, great night.
Love having all you guys, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
Later, skills.
Whoop, whoop.